You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pharmac has recently come under fire by individuals and advocacy groups for the way it purchases cancer drugs, leaving New Zealanders without funded access to medicines proven effective and readily available overseas. National Party leader Simon Bridges announced this weekend that if elected, his government would establish a national cancer agency dedicated to transforming cancer services and improving our standard of cancer care. Along with this would come a fund of $50 million a year to be spent by Pharmac solely on cancer drugs. I spoke to Adele Gautier, research manager at the Breast Cancer Foundation, about what the move might mean for cancer treatment in New Zealand. And I started by asking her what the problems currently are with how Pharmac purchases cancer drugs.
So Pharmac delivers on its mission, which is to get really good value for New Zealand out of its purchases of drugs. But we think that mission needs to be a lot wider around supporting absolute best practice, world-class medical care for New Zealanders and from our point of view, especially New Zealanders with breast cancer. That's not happening. The gap between us and Australia has been enormous for years, and it's getting bigger, and we see what's coming down the pipeline, and we just can't see a way to get New Zealand into the same league as other comparable countries with the way the system's running at the moment. It just can't happen.
And what is it about the way that Pharmac is operating that prevents that?
So there is the lack of transparency that we can't really be sure what's happening. There is a time delay that there doesn't seem to be a reasonable target set for how long it should take to make a decision about a drug. And we know that other countries like the UK and Germany, they set quite a set of targets when they know something's coming through the pipeline. They do the legwork and start evaluating it beforehand, before they even get asked to. They've done a lot of the legwork and they're ready to make some decisions in quite a rapid time frame. That just doesn't happen. And what does happen is that drugs seem to go into limbo for many, many years and either not get funded or get funded after something else has come out that really should be the thing that's being funded instead, and so on.
So this proposed national cancer agency and the National Cancer Fund, does this sound like a solution to the problem that we're facing?
Well, of course, this isn't the first mention of a national cancer agency. We heard that from Labor when they weren't in power. And I doubt very much that the situation has just suddenly got worse in the time since National's been out of power. So to what extent this is a political comment, who knows whether that would actually happen in real life. But in terms of do we need more money? Absolutely. Do we need to close the gap? Completely. Will $50 million a year do it? Absolutely not. For breast cancer alone, we need probably $30 million a year to get us up in line with countries like Australia and the UK. There are many other cancers, many other drugs that wouldn't even get a look in with a $50 million budget, or many patients who would have to be excluded from the drugs that they did fund. So it's a good thought. I hope that keeps the issue high in the public and political profile and puts some pressure on the government, but it's not enough.
In terms of what would be enough, would it just be more money? Is it also necessary to actually have that money ring-fenced, as this proposal would do, for cancer, or is it best to leave Pharmac up to its own devices, give it a bigger budget, and let it do with the budget as it sees fit?
I don't think you could leave things as they are without changing the mission of Pharmac, because it's clearly not working. There's no goal within Pharmac to deliver best quality, world-class care that gives the best possible treatment to New Zealanders. So that model is not working in terms of cancer care at the moment, for all that it might be working in terms of attaining value for us. So something does need to change. Ring fencing is probably a good idea, given that cancer is the number one cause of death now in New Zealand, and the number of people being diagnosed with cancer is going to grow. It makes sense to treat that as a really key entity in its own right. But in terms of how you spend that money, that's got to be a decision that's made differently from the way it is now.
Alongside increased drug funding, what other services would need to be established alongside that to ensure that the way we treat cancer in New Zealand is up to international standards and also is up to a high level of quality across all of New Zealand?
Really good question. We do have workforce issues in cancer in New Zealand, and some of that is regional, which also perhaps helps argue for a national cancer centre or national cancer agency in terms of allocation of resources. So we do need more radiation oncologists, more oncologists. We do have terrible delays for some people in getting an appointment with oncology or getting access to imaging, which is another expensive treatment as well. So we need to take all those factors into account. And I think that that whole pathway needs attention. Drugs are a really key part of it, but they are certainly by no means the only part.
As you mentioned, Labor had made an election promise to implement a national cancer agency. Now, National is making the same promise. Labor has backed down on their promise. I wonder if you have any idea why.
The Minister of Health mentioned in an interview earlier today that this comes down to policy advice, which I guess is people within the Ministry of Health advising him against that. We don't really see that process and how that advice has played out, but it feels like things may be being blocked internally or being advised against internally, and I guess that's the decision a minister has to make.
Do you worry at all that increasing the politicisation of the way we purchase drugs in New Zealand would compromise Pharmac's ability to do its job properly?
I think there is a risk of compromising Pharmac if we do make these decisions too political, but we still do need to do things differently. And unfortunately, our election cycle means it's always going to be part of the election promise that then needs to be dealt with in the real world after the election. So politicisation is possibly unavoidable, but we do need to keep the strengths of Pharmac and to some extent ring-fence that buying function, but we do need to change the mission.
There's obviously been the petition calling for an independent cancer agency, which achieved over 140,000 signatures. There have been several submissions to the Health Select Committee from individuals and from groups and organisations, and there have been lots and lots of personal stories now. Despite all these voices that are being added to this conversation, why do you think Pharmac is still satisfied with the way they operate?
To be honest, I can't believe it myself sometimes, but I don't know what their thinking is. I do know, I get the impression that their thinking is not how can we do better for New Zealanders, and that is, to me, entirely what their thinking should be about. The criteria they use at the moment for making funding decisions are out of date and unrealistic in a world where drugs are targeting narrower and narrower subgroups of patients, where you can't get clinical trial results that give the definitive outcomes that Pharmac insists on, that no other country in the world is now insisting on in making their funding decisions. Pharmac ignore best practice guidelines from overseas and what's considered standard of care elsewhere. I think those should be really important. Other countries have spent a huge amount assessing these drugs and put a lot of expertise into it. Are we saying that they don't know what they're doing and Pharmac does? That's just doesn't make any sense.
One last question. What is the difference between New Zealand and the way overseas governments operate? Is it because their drug purchasing resources are just bigger?
I think they do have a size advantage, and I think the drug companies need to look a lot harder about the prices they charge countries like New Zealand too. But it's also that attitude of what are you aiming to do? Are you aiming to support the delivery of superb healthcare to your people or not?
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just that things need to change, and they need to change really fast. We're losing far too many Kiwis to cancer, and it doesn't have to happen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.